Hello friends, today we're going to look at some interesting polls that have run on LinkedIn. And these are basically political and sort of science-based COVID type things. So without further ado, let's look at these polls. So question one was about 4 months ago, I asked, do you understand the basic principles of the science behind the vaccines such as Moderna and Pfizer's? And the votes were about 100 votes from about 3,100 views. 66% of people says yes, they do understand the science, and 34% said no. Let's go on to question two. My government has or will likely give me PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of its COVID policies. 2,700 views, 124 votes. 71% of people said yes, the government has given them or will likely give PTSD. I'm just looking at a couple of comments. So John says, and there you have it, the majority understand on one level what's happening, yet are behaving passively. And Vedran says, my government gave me free PTSD without the COVID policy. Shocking results there. 1% of people think said yes to that. Poll number three. The privilege to vote in a real democracy should be given to the responsible and well-educated. And there were 427 votes and 21,000 views. Overwhelmingly, 76% said no. Basically, the status quo is voting as it stands. And 24% said yes. There were a lot of comments on there, but I'm just going to read a couple of the starting comment threads. Somebody called Gordon says, who decides on the definitions of responsible and well-educated? What about those who are one but not both of these things? How about an alternative weight votes by tax contributions? Maybe those who make the greatest contributions should also have the greatest say on how things should be done. And there were a whole bunch of replies to that, and we don't have time to read that here. Now, my friend Kevin came in a bit later in this comment thread and said, in a real democracy, in quotes, all officials are chosen by random draw called sortition. Voting for leaders is a republic, not a democracy. Ancient Athonian democracy chose all its leaders by sortition, including police, courts, clerics, and others. Only their military leaders were elected by vote. A republican form of government is the basis of an oligarchy, as factions must form in order to support each candidate. The factions must be rewarded by the successful candidates as the cause of prevalent corruption. So none of you live in democracies at all. Well, that's fantastic, Kevin. Now, Kevin did write an interesting book, and so I think he's getting some of his ideas from his studies. Okay, so let's go on to the next poll. By the way, I'll leave the links to these polls on my on the show notes if anyone wants to read them. So this is now going to the sort of COVID thing. And a week ago, I asked, based on the restaurant preferences in Greece, where they're thinking of having like mixed and COVID-free restaurants, I asked, what is your restaurant preference for permitted customers? COVID-free or mixed? 83% of people said mixed, and only 17% of people said COVID-free. So restaurants listening to this, you're possibly only going to get a sixth of your customers if you want COVID-free restaurant. And there's a couple of comments in there. By the way, that got 101 votes and almost 4,000 views. Georgia says, we should be careful speaking in these terms as we will start forming the type of dystopian society that is intended by the elites that has drafted this narrative. David says, I want to be surrounded by viruses to keep my immune system busy. That's how you keep immunity. This is what no news channel is talking about, making out that immunity can wear off. And yeah, just a fascinating flow of comments there. And one guy says, Alexis says, I will never choose any restaurant that even thinks about permitted customers, no matter what criteria they use. I saw whites only signs in the pre-Mandera South Africa, and I don't want to see it ever again. Okay, so moving on to the next poll, is fit for flying testing, which is stopping you from booking a UK outbound flight? 79% of people said yes. So the UK travel flight industry, according to this poll, only a fifth of people is willing to travel. I'm just looking at one of the comments here. By Martin, deliberate government-placed obstacles. Lara says business suicide. Richard says it stopped me coming back to the UK. I have no intention of coming back until the stupidity stops. So that is basically it. That's the polls that I've been running on LinkedIn. I find them quite insightful. Go and have a look at some of the comments. Jump in if you want. Write some comments while the polls are still there. So so that's it. Thanks for listening to this show. Just me today. And please like, leave a review, share this podcast. And let me know your feedback. So thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.